Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Mouse Club podcast. My name is Marissa, and I'm the host of this podcast. If you can hear my dog, she just got the zoomies, so I apologize. Nobody's home with me right now. Blake is at a job, so sorry, she's kind of trapped in the room with me. But anyway, guys, thank you so much for tuning in. If you're new here, welcome to the Mouse Club. Please subscribe wherever you are listening to this so you can join me for future episodes. I'm sorry this episode is a little bit late. I have had a long week, guys. Nala's scratching her back. Do you want to be a guest on the podcast? Is that why you are so noisy? Is that why? If you guys could see the look she's giving me right now. But anyway, I've had a very, very long week. If you didn't know, because probably most of you don't know, but Blake's birthday is next month. So I've been picking up some extra hours because I really want to get him something special for his birthday. I've already picked out his gifts. So I'll give you guys the full scoop next month, but I'm not telling anybody. Only one person knows what I got him for his birthday because every year, I always spoil it. I always like let something slip or like give him a hint and he always figures it out, or I tell somebody and they tell him. So this year, I'm not telling anybody. I'm not giving him any hints. There's only one person that knows. And I just cannot wait to have him open his presents. But anyway, that's a long story. But yes, I'm working some extra hours. I also have you know, I'm trying to pay off my car payment because Blake needs a new car soon. And I'm also just trying to save up for a house. So a lot of things. And I had some other personal things going on. I actually have something huge to tell you guys next week, but I don't have all the details yet. I would tell you guys this week, but I want to have all the details to be able to talk with you guys about it. So be prepared for that because that should be a really fun announcement. But anyway, I have some really exciting Mouse Club news this week, but then I'm going to be doing the Disney This or That tag, which is by, hold on, let me see their channel name. The Disney This or That tag called Our Z Roll, I think is their channel. Let me just double check real quick because I don't want to not give them credit for this tag. Yes, it's called Our Z Roll. So this is a Disney This or That tag, and I think it's going to be really fun because like I said, I've just had a really long week. So I just wanted to do something chill and calm. It's been really hard to find guests lately. I don't know why. I think everybody's super busy right now with like all of the, you know, country reopening and people going back to work and people being short staffed and people working extra hours. So I totally understand, and I'm going to try to get some more guests soon, but I just thought this would be fun, a little tag. Something easy and fun, and we have quite a bit of news to jump into too. But first, I did want to tell you some things we did yesterday. So yesterday, I went with my bestie Jordan to Disney Springs. We had a really, really fun day. We were celebrating a couple things. Jordan got a promotion at work, woohoo! And then something with me, which I'm going to tell you guys next week. But we had a really good day. We went to Gideon's and we tried the new key lime pie cookie, which was okay in my opinion. It's not something I would purchase again, which is surprising because I love everything from Gideon's, but it kind of reminded me of like the Girl Scout cookies that are like the lemon flavor, like lemon shortbread, but it had chocolate chips. So I was like kind of thrown off by the combination. But we did also try the key lime pie cake slice, which in my opinion was delicious. It was funny because Jordan liked the cookie more and I liked the cake more. But the cake slice was, it had like a cream cheese frosting. So it's kind of like a key lime cheesecake flavor. It was so delicious. And then, so every time I go to Gideon's, you know, you get in the virtual queue and I usually don't get in until like 3 or 4. But this time we got in, I think at like 1 o'clock, and Jordan asked for me if they had any coffee cake cookies left because they only sell them in the morning until they sell out because, you know, coffee cake goes with the coffee. And they had some extra coffee cake cookies left. So I also tried the coffee cake cookie for the first time and it was so flipping good. It was like a snickerdoodle cookie. It was so buttery and moist. I loved it so much. And then I just got a classic chocolate chip because you can't go to Gideon's and not get a chocolate chip cookie. But yeah, we did that. We also went to the Disney store. I was looking for my Disney tie-dye ears. I didn't find them, which I kind of take as a sign because I just ordered two more pairs of ears from Etsy. And I'm trying to be good with the money spending, even though I've been very bad lately. But I did purchase the Naboo Spirit jersey, which I'm actually wearing right now as I record this. And it is beautiful. If you haven't seen it, it's like Padme's dress when she's on Naboo with, like, you know, the yellow, the orange, and the purple. And it literally looks like that with, like, the fading colors. And then it says Naboo on the back in purple writing. And then it has that silhouette of the city. It's my first ever spirit jersey purchase. So I've never had one before. And they are so comfortable. They're so comfortable. And I got the size medium. And it's actually very big on me, which is really nice and comfy. So I'm glad I didn't get the large because I wanted it kind of oversized. But the large would have been way too big, which I like that they're oversized. Size because they're super comfortable. I think that's literally how they're supposed to fit. But anyway, long story short, I got the Naboo Spirit jersey and Jordan got this really cute, like, vintagey Mickey jacket, which if you want to check out her videos, they are at Dash of Southern Charm _ on Instagram and at A Dash of Southern Charm on TikTok. But it's a really cute jacket. I can't wait to see all of the pictures she takes in it. And yeah, then we went to Basin and I got a bunch of bath bombs. I spent a little bit too much money because I always get three when I go because they are like three for $15. And then while I was in the checkout line, they had some extras sitting up front. They had a fortune cookie one available right now and they had a mermaid bath bomb available right now with, like, a mermaid tail sticking out of it. And I was like, okay, I can't leave without these. So I just got them just because. And what else did we do? We went to the Jock Lindsay's Hangar Bar, which was the first time I've ever been. We went to their happy hour and we got their happy hour cocktail of the week, which was called Reggie's Revenge, I believe. And we got those. They were super delicious. They had, like, Midori and vodka and orange, I think. So they're kind of, like, very fruity with, like, melon. And we got the huge pretzel, which was delicious. It was such a good pretzel. And it came with this beer cheese sauce that was absolutely delicious. And then Blake met up with us and we went to the boathouse and got some drinks. Blake got just margaritas. I got a coconut mojito and then Jordan got a blueberry lemonade and we shared truffle fries and they shared tuna poke because I don't eat fish. So they shared that and it was really fun. Both times at the Jock Lindsay Hangar Bar and at Boathouse, we sat by the water and I just love this part of Disney Springs so much. I could literally eat here every day. It's so beautiful with the water. Even though it's hot, you're totally shaded. There's fans and it's just really, really comfortable and nice. And I'm trying to think what else. I think that's pretty much all we did. We went to the Star Wars store because Jordan's on the hunt for the Darth Vader ears and the Star Wars spirit jersey. And we went to Zara. Zara has this really cute Grogu, like, knitted embroidered set. It's like a tank top, crop top with, like, these shorts that are so cute, but they did not have our size and we have big booties. So I was like, I can't get the shorts because they would be way too short on me, but they were really cute. If you guys want to see that, go check out her video because she did a video about them and they are so adorable. And then we went to Free People, and I think that's pretty much it. I can't remember anything else we did. But throughout the day, I was wearing this Loungefly bag. It was like a Mickey ice cream sandwich Loungefly. And Jordan had the Cinderella Loungefly, which is like pink with like the yellow measuring tape. And we were stopped so many times by people asking where we had gotten our bags. We felt so popular and trendy. So we made a TikTok together that was like, it's that audio that's like, am I better than everyone? And it's doing really well. So that's fun. It was really fun also just to meet a lot of people because, you know, at Disney, sometimes you don't meet people, like you're not really talking to people online and stuff. And having people come up to us and ask us questions, we kind of got to chat with them a little bit and they told us like what they have in their Loungefly collection. And it was just a lot of fun. So we had a really great time and we also met, wait, I also have to look up their name. Because I always forget their channel name. We also met Suliva Vlogs, Sulivlogs, S-U-L-L-I-V-L-O-G-S, Matt and Shannon, and they were so nice. Jordan knew them. She watches their vlogs all the time. It was my first time like really meeting them and hearing about them. And they were so kind. They like were chatting with us while we were in line for Gideon's, which is funny because I also met Tim Tracker in line for Gideon's. So I guess that's just like my spot for finding YouTubers and content creators. And anyway, it was just a really great day. So now that I've been chatting for 10 minutes, let's go ahead and jump into some Mouse Club news. There's a lot this week and some really exciting things as well. So first off is Halfway to the Holidays has been announced. There's going to be some fun things available the next couple of weeks at Disney Springs and around the Disney parks for Halfway to the Holidays. They did this with Halfway to Halloween as well. They had some special treats. And with this announcement came the announcement of Disney's Very Merriest After Hours, which is a bummer because I was really hoping for the Very Merry Christmas Party, but what can you do? It's estimating to be pretty much the same price as the Boo Bash, and which means I will not be going most likely. And yeah, it's kind of disappointing. There's like theories that they are kind of doing these lesser parties than like the full Not So Scary and Very Merry Christmas Party because they want to focus more on the 50th anniversary. I don't really know. I think it's more like a money pool. I'm not really sure what's going on with that, but I just wish it was cheaper because I really want to go. I want to go so bad, but I'd rather pay for a full day at the parks than pay for just 3 hours at the parks, but that's just my opinion. But something else that was announced with Halfway to the Holidays was the return of the International Festival of the Holidays at Epcot, which I'm also thrilled about because I want to do a video where it's like trying Christmas cookies from around the world, and I'm just going to go around Epcot and try all the Christmas cookies. So I'm really excited for that, and that event is always fun. They always have like Christmas cookies and Christmas foods, and hopefully entertainment will be back by then because they always have like Santa Clauses from around the world, and they have different drinks like eggnog and all that kind of stuff. So really, really thrilled about that. At Disneyland this week, it was announced that Oogie Boogie's Bash is returning. Okay, so now let's get into some tea, guys, because why? Why does Disneyland get their full Halloween party and we do not? I think that's why there's the rumors that maybe it's because of the 50th anniversary. I really don't know. But I know a lot of people from Disney World are going to Oogie Boogie's Bash at Disneyland rather than going to the events here in Florida because, I mean, it's a lot more included in that price for Oogie Boogie's Bash. So I'm thrilled for you Californians because I really want to go to a Halloween party, but sadly, Disneyland is probably not in my itinerary this year because I have a lot of other things going on, but I think it's really awesome and I cannot wait to see some videos from that. Also, Food and Wine Festival is starting in just a couple days on July 15th, and it's running for 129 days. So I think that's basically it's just running until the International Festival of the Holidays starts. I cannot wait. I have not been to Food and Wine in years, and we are definitely going this year. So I'll keep you guys updated. I'll give you all the scoop on everything we try. I'm thinking maybe we'll probably go like a couple weeks and try like different things because we usually go like out like once a week or twice a week. So maybe we'll squeeze in a couple days per week and try all the things. So I'm excited for that. And I cannot wait to go to Epcot again. It's been so long. Also, Haunting of Hill House is coming to Halloween Horror Nights. I am thrilled about this. I think we talked about it a few episodes ago, but it was rumored that Halloween Horror Nights was going to have a Haunting of Hill House this year. I am so excited. I cannot wait because Haunting of Hill House is one of my favorite horror pieces, like horror content of all time. And I think it's a beautiful show on Netflix, and Haunting of Bly Manor was also incredible. And I'm really excited for Haunting of Hill House because I feel like that's definitely the more scary season between the two of them. And I just cannot wait. I am going to be freaking terrified of the bent neck lady, but I'm, oh my gosh, I want to stop saying I'm excited because I feel like that's my filler words, but I'm thrilled. I genuinely cannot wait. And I hope they have a Haunting of Hill House shirt because I definitely have to get it. Also, I found out that Beetlejuice is on Hulu right now, I think. So I'm going to try to watch that ASAP before it comes off of Hulu because I've never seen it. And I think the theme of Halloween Horror Nights this year is Beetlejuice. I can't really tell because they said Beetlejuice and then they said Jack. So I don't really know. But anyway, I cannot wait for Haunting of Hill House. Okay, next is Loki. Let's talk about Loki. Last week's episode, I told you guys last week on the podcast episode that I was not like super into Loki, that I thought it was good, but I wasn't like super into it. But last week's episode really sold me. Last week I felt like was truly a Marvel show with all the Easter eggs and just all the chaos surrounding Loki, and I loved this episode. I'm going to start talking about spoilers, so here's a little spoiler warning. But Alligator Loki is my most favorite thing ever. I did not know I needed Alligator Loki until now, and I really hope that he comes back in the show later on because he's freaking adorable. But I just loved this episode so much, seeing all the different Lokis and all their different orientations and all their different races and all their different types of species. And oh my gosh, it was just so cool. And seeing all the Easter eggs, it was just incredible. And I am absolutely thrilled and excited to watch this episode coming out this week, which I will talk about next week with you guys. But I had to talk about that because Loki is just getting very, very good, and I'm really loving it right now. Also, this one is going to be a long, long, long announcement. So I have the list here of all of the Emmy nominees, and there are a lot. So I'm going to quickly go into these. But if you want to see the full list and read more into it, you can find it on the Disney Facebook page, or you can probably look up just like Disney Emmy nominees. But first off is The Mandalorian, which has a total of 24 nominations. Outstanding Drama Series, Outstanding Supporting Actor, Giancarlo Esposito. Outstanding Guest Actor for Carl Weathers. Outstanding Guest Actor for Timothy Oliphant. Outstanding Directing for a Drama Series, Jon Favreau. Outstanding Writing for Chapter 13, The Jedi. Outstanding Writing for Chapter 16, The Rescue. Outstanding Production Design for Outstanding Production Design for a Narrative Period or Fantasy Program for Chapter 13, The Jedi. Outstanding Casting for a Drama Series. Outstanding Cinematography for a Single Camera Series, Chapter 15, The Believer. Outstanding Cinematography for a Single Camera Series, Chapter 13, The Jedi. Outstanding Fantasy / Sci-Fi Costumes for Chapter 13, The Jedi. Outstanding Single Camera Picture Editing for a Drama Series, Chapter 11, The Heiress. Outstanding Single Camera Picture Editing for a Drama Series, Chapter 13, The Jedi. Another one for Chapter 15, The Believer, for Single Camera Picture Editing. Outstanding Single Camera Picture Editing for Chapter 16, The Rescue. And Outstanding Period and or Character Hairstyling for Chapter 16, The Rescue. Outstanding Prosthetic Makeup for Chapter 13, The Jedi. Outstanding Musical Composition for a Series for Chapter 16, The Rescue. And Outstanding Sound Editing for a Comedy or Drama Series, Chapter 13, The Jedi. Outstanding Special Visual Effects. Outstanding Stunt Coordination, Outstanding Stunt Performance for Chapter 16, The Rescue, Outstanding Production Design for a Narrative Period or a Fantasy Program for Chapter 13, The Jedi. Oh my goodness, that's a lot, and I wish them all the best because The Mandalorian was absolutely amazing, and especially Chapter 16, that episode made me cry, so I really hope that they get all of the awards. Next up is WandaVision, which has 23 nominations. You guys know my feelings about WandaVision. I love it so much. I think it is one of Disney Plus's best shows. So here's all the nominations. Outstanding Limited or Anthology Series, Outstanding Lead Actor for Paul Bettany, Outstanding Lead Actress for Elizabeth Olsen, Outstanding Supporting Actress for Katherine Hahn, Outstanding Writing for Filmed Before a Live Studio Audience, Outstanding Writing for Previously On, Outstanding Production Design for a Narrative Program, Outstanding Casting for a Limited or Anthology Series or Movie, Outstanding Fantasy Sci-Fi Costumes for Filmed Before a Live Studio Audience, Outstanding Directing for a Limited or Anthology Series or Movie, Outstanding Single Camera Picture Editing for a Limited or Anthology Series or Movie on a Very Special Episode, Outstanding Single Camera Picture Editing for a Limited or Anthology Series or Movie, the Series Finale, Outstanding Period and or Character Hairstyling, Outstanding Main Title Design, Outstanding Period and or Character Makeup, Filmed Before a Live Studio Audience, Outstanding Music Composition for Previously On, Outstanding Original Music and Lyrics for Agatha All Along, Outstanding Original Main Title Theme Music, Outstanding Music music supervision, outstanding sound editing for the series finale, outstanding sound mixing for the series finale, outstanding special visual effects, outstanding writing for all new Halloween Spooktacular. I think they deserve absolutely all of these, and a lot of them, they're going up against The Mandalorian, so sorry Mandalorian, but it's going to be a close call between both of those shows, and I feel like especially WandaVision should definitely win for the music because it was absolutely amazing. The Handmaid's Tale also has 21 nominations. I'm not going to go into it because that's more Hulu than Disney, even though Hulu is a Disney company. Hamilton on Disney Plus got 12 nominations for Outstanding Variety Special Pre-Recorded, Outstanding Lead Actor in a Limited or Anthology Series, which is for Lin-Manuel Miranda, Outstanding Lead Actor for Leslie Odom Jr., Outstanding Supporting Actor for David Diggs, Outstanding Supporting Actor for Anthony Ramos, Outstanding Supporting Actor for Jonathan Groff, Outstanding Supporting Actress for Philippa Sue, Outstanding Supporting Actress for Renee Elise Goldsberry, Outstanding Directing for a Limited or Anthology Series or Movie, Outstanding Picture Editing for Variety Programming, Outstanding Sound Mixing for a Variety Series or Special, and Outstanding Technical Direction, Camera Work, and Video Control for a Special. So exciting. Hamilton was absolutely amazing, so I also hope they are very successful. Pose has 10 nominations. I've never seen it, and it's also not really Disney. It's more like 20th Century and Fox, so I'm going to skip those. Blackish also has 6 nominations. I'm going to skip those as well as This Is Us has 6 nominations. Dancing with the Stars has 5 nominations. And then the Oscars have 4 nominations, which I didn't even know the Oscars could be nominated. Ratched has 4 nominations. Fargo has 3 nominations. Genius, Aretha, has 3 nominations. Life Below Zero has 3 nominations. Pen 15 has 3 nominations. The Politician has 3 nominations. Secrets of the Whales has 3 nominations for Outstanding Documentary or Nonfiction Series. Outstanding Cinematography for a Nonfiction Program. Outstanding Narrator for Sigourney Weaver. Shark Tank has 3 nominations. Framing Britney Spears has 2 nominations. Central Park has 2 nominations. City Star Reel has 2 nominations. The Conners has 2 nominations. Jimmy Kimmel Live has 2 nominations. Archer has 1 nomination. Becoming has 1 nomination for Outstanding Unstructured Reality Program. Bob's Burgers has 1 nomination. The Disney Holiday Sing-Along has 1 nomination. Family Guy has 1 nomination. Grown-ish has 1 nomination. Inside Pixar has 1 nomination for Outstanding Short from Nonfiction or Reality Series. Last Man Standing has 1 nomination. Maggie Simpson and The Force Awakens from Vincent Knapp has 1 nomination for Outstanding Short from Form Animated Programming. Once Upon a Snowman has 1 nomination for, again, Outstanding Short Form Animated Programming. Rebuilding Paradise has 1 nomination. Robin Roberts Presents Mahalia, 1 nomination. Running Wild with Bear Grylls has 1 nomination. Shrill has 1 nomination. And The Simpsons has 1 nomination. And then lastly, the last one I'm going to read through is up here, and then I promise I'll be done. I'm sorry, this was really, really long. The last one, The Falcon and the Winter Soldier, has 5 nominations for Outstanding Guest Actor for Don Cheadle, Outstanding Sound Editing for One World, One People, Outstanding Special Visual Effects, Outstanding Stunt Coordination, and Outstanding Stunt Performance for Truth. Woo! Okay, that was a lot. Sorry, I just wanted to read those all to you guys. But again, if you want to find more information or read the rest of the ones I did not read, you can find that on the Disney Facebook page. Also, Turning Red is coming out in 2022, and a new teaser trailer was released. It looks adorable. If you haven't seen it, I suggest you go look at it, but it's kind of giving me like Hulk vibes. It's basically about a teenager who, when she gets like embarrassed or angry, turns into a red panda, and it's so adorable, and I can't wait to see that. Also, Encanto, a new trailer was released, which is going to be the movie that also has music by Lin-Manuel Miranda and takes place in Colombia. Looks absolutely beautiful and visually stunning. And the little girl who has the talents with the animals is like going to be my favorite for sure. And lastly, I wanted to talk about Monsters at Work, which is the new Disney Plus series. And it is so adorable. If you haven't seen it yet, I recommend it for sure. It basically takes place right after Monsters, Inc. switches from scaring to laughter, and it's really cool to see like Mike and Sully transitioning into the CEO position. And then it also takes place, it bounces between Sully and Mike and this guy named Tyler, who's just coming from Monsters University and got accepted into the scaring program, or not the program, but got accepted as a scaring worker. And he gets there and he realizes that there's no more scaring anymore, and he's kind of trying to learn comedy, and it's really adorable. I highly recommend. Anyway, guys, that was a lot of news, so we're gonna take a quick break, and then we'll be right back with the Disney This or That tag. right, everyone. So jumping into today's episode, so we are playing the Disney This or That tag. I cannot wait to play this with you guys. Again, this is by Our Z Roll on YouTube, so go check them out. But let's just go ahead and jump into it. So the first This or That is Toy Story Land or Galaxy's Edge. I have not been to Galaxy's Edge yet. I'm going for the first time next month, but I would probably say Galaxy's Edge, even though I do love Toy Story Land. I just love Star Wars a lot, and I have a feeling I'm really gonna love it. So we'll see. We'll come back to this question later on because I don't know officially because I've never been. Epcot or Animal Kingdom? Oh my gosh, this is such a tough one. I feel like Epcot. I like the food more and the rides more and just the chill vibes, but I also love Animal Kingdom for the chill vibes as well and for their rides, but I'm gonna go with Epcot. Cinderella's Royal Table or Be Our Guest? Okay, I've actually eaten at both of these, and it's tough because Cinderella's Royal Table is character dining, and Be Our Guest is not, but I would say I prefer the food more at Be Our Guest. So I would say if I'm going with a child, Cinderella's Royal Table, because then they would get to meet the princesses. But if it's just me, Be Our Guest, and also because Be Our Guest has alcohol, and I would love to have a glass of wine with my French dinner for sure. Next is Seven Dwarfs Mine Train or Big Thunder Mountain. This one is hands down Big Thunder Mountain for me. Even though I love the Mine Train, it's always a much longer wait, I feel like, than Thunder Mountain for a shorter ride, and Thunder Mountain has more roller coaster elements. But I do like the visual effects and the nostalgic factor of Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, but I'm gonna go with Big Thunder Mountain. Next up, Peter Pan or It's a Small World. Oh my gosh, this is a really hard one. I'm gonna have to think about this for a second. If it was Disneyland, I would say Small World, because the Disneyland version of Small World has Disney characters hidden throughout the ride, which I really love. Like, they have Cinderella, and I think they have Peter Pan and Wendy and everybody. But I think if I'm talking Disney World, I would say Peter Pan's Flight. Next up is Pirates of the Caribbean or the Haunted Mansion? No! This is my first time reading through these questions, and you're getting my genuine reaction. Oh gosh. I don't even know what this one. Sorry, I've got the sniffles now too. I don't really know why. Oh gosh, Pirates of the Caribbean or Haunted Mansion? I like both a lot. Oh my gosh. Okay, let me think. If one was to be shut down today, which one would I be more upset about? Oh gosh. I don't know. I genuinely cannot pick. I think I would rather ride Pirates. I think because of the drop element and because of the smell of the water. So I'm going to go with Pirates, but that's a really, really hard one. Tower of Terror or Rocking Roller Coaster? Tower of Terror, it's my favorite ride in the Disney parks. I love it so much. I do love Rocking Roller Coaster as well, but Tower of Terror is so special to me, not just because it's a very fun ride, but also because the Twilight Zone elements of it. The Twilight Zone was a show I watched with my dad, so it's really special to me, and I just love the Twilight Zone itself. I think it's a great show, and to have that theming for the Tower of Terror is awesome. So 100% Tower of Terror. Soarin' Around the World or Test Track? Test Track. I would say Test Track. But I love both. I don't know. Soarin' Around the World for me is not as good as Soarin' Over California, because the Soarin' Around the World is mostly CGI, which I don't like at all. It's like literally all CGI. And Soarin' Over California was like real footage, which I thought was amazing. And so I'm going to go with Test Track, but it's also hard because I also liked the old version of Test Track better than the newer one. So it's hard. I liked both of them in their original forms better than their newer forms. So I would say newer forms, probably Test Track. And you know what? Also older forms, I would say Test Track as well. So I'm just going to go with Test Track for both. Expedition Everest or Space Mountain? Expedition Everest for sure. Expedition Everest is a smooth coaster. You get the Yeti, you get really cool visual elements, you get surprises thrown in there. Space Mountain is a classic. I hope it never goes away, but it does give you like a little chiropractic adjustment while you're on it, and it can be a little bit rough. I also have to note that the Space Mountain ride vehicles were designed by my alma mater, UCF, so I do have to give them credit for that, but if I had to choose, it would 100% be Expedition Everest. Flight of Passage or Rise of the Resistance? Well, I've never ridden Rise of the Resistance. I have ridden Flight of Passage and I absolutely loved it. So for now, I'm going to say Flight of Passage, but it'll probably change to Rise of the Resistance when I get to eventually ride it. But Flight of Passage for now is going to be my choice until I get to ride Rise of the Resistance. Get to the parks early or take your time in the morning? Take your time in the morning. I am not a rope drop girl. I am much more a park close girl. I do not like waking up early, especially on my day off or on vacation to go to the Disney parks. If I was going somewhere like Tokyo Disney Sea or somewhere I've never been before, then I might wake up early and be there with the parks opening. But as far as just like a normal day at Disney World, no, I am a person who likes to take her time in the morning and relax and get ready on my own schedule. Kilimanjaro Safari or Jungle Cruise? Kilimanjaro Safari is my choice here. I love it. I love seeing the animals. I love learning about the animals. I love that each driver tells you some different facts. That's kind of the same with Jungle Cruise. Each skipper gives their own spiel. Fun fact, I was actually going to be a skipper at the Jungle Cruise. I actually got my schedule and everything to start training in Adventureland, but I didn't feel right about it because I was in food and beverage at the time, so it would have been a pay cut for me. And also, Blake was on a mission trip and he came back the week that I got my training schedule and they wouldn't let me change it at all. I was like, oh, heck no, haven't seen a Blake in 6 months and I am not going to miss out on seeing him this week. So I just declined the role and stayed at the cone shop in Magic Kingdom. But I do love Jungle Cruise, but it's definitely Kilimanjaro Safari for me. Dumbo or Magic Carpets of Aladdin? Dumbo. Dumbo, I love Dumbo so much and it's just a classic and I feel like you have to take a picture on the Dumbo ride, so I would say Dumbo for sure. Dine in the parks or dine at a resort? This is a tough one, but I would say dine at the parks. I want to try all the food, so it really doesn't matter to me. It's more so just what the restaurant has to offer. But I think it's cool to dine in the parks because then you can go ride a ride or something while you're also in there. And there's a bunch of places I want to try this year. We've already tried a few restaurants, actually. We went to Il Molino at the Swan and Dolphin, which was really, really delicious. They had this pasta with mushrooms and like peppers, and it was out of this world, probably the best pasta I've ever had. And where else did we go? We've been to a bunch of places in Disney Springs, but I definitely want to try some more places at the parks once we get a pass again. So cannot wait for that. Buy a new mug or buy a new spirit jersey? New spirit jersey for sure. I don't even use my mugs that much. I used to be super into mug collection, but nowadays I just don't really use my mugs. I don't drink tea or coffee anymore. I used to drink tea every night before bed, but now I just try to drink water. But I would say new spirit jersey, I would get more use out of it because I wear Disney things almost every day for filming TikToks or videos. So I would say new spirit jersey. Plus there's so many different ones. I would love to pick out different ones. I still regret that I never got the tie-dye spirit jersey because it was so cute. Mickey pretzel or churro? If you watch my TikToks, you 100% know what I'm going to say. It's Mickey pretzel. I love Mickey pretzels, especially with cheese. That's the only way to eat it, which is funny because my brother likes Mickey pretzels with mustard, but I like Mickey pretzels with cheese. They are my favorite Disney snack, and my opinion will probably never change about that. So Mickey pretzel with cheese is my choice. Although, you know, churros are delicious. I'm not discrediting churros, but Mickey pretzels are my favorite. Get a front of line pass all day or get unlimited free snacks all day? Oh my gosh, free snacks. I don't mind waiting in line. I would want free snacks 100%, especially if that includes alcohol for sure. Even just dining at Food and Wine Festival, like just to go around, is literally like $100 to $200 just to like get, you know, enough snacks and drinks to last you throughout the day. So free snacks would be incredible. I would 100% take that one. And the last one, be the first to ride the new Tron roller coaster or the new Ratatouille ride? Oh gosh, that's a tough one. And you know what's also like especially tough about this question is they're both rides that they have at other parks. Like Shanghai has the Tron coaster and Disneyland Paris has the Ratatouille ride. So if it was something like Flight of Passage or something that people have never ridden before, I would pick that because like I'd be the first ever to experience it. But since they're rides that have already been created, that makes it especially tough because I've never ridden either. So I don't know. Oh gosh. I would say the Ratatouille ride. Even though I'm like super excited for the Tron coaster ride, I have more of a connection to the Ratatouille movie than the Tron coaster ride. I've never seen Tron. I've watched pieces of it and it did not interest me at all. So even though I know the ride is going to be super fun, I think I have more of a connection to the Ratatouille movie. So I would say the Ratatouille ride, and I cannot wait to ride it. Anyway, guys, that is it for this week's episode. I hope that you enjoyed playing this or that tag with me. Let me know how your answers changed from mine on my latest Instagram post. And yeah, I hope you guys are having a wonderful, wonderful week. I miss you guys when I take a while to post these episodes, and I miss chatting with you guys on Instagram because I haven't been on there very much. So come chat with me. I'm trying to get better. It's just been such a chaotic week. And don't forget, next week I'm going to be sharing some very big news. So come back and join me. No, I'm not pregnant. So let's not start that rumor. But I am so excited to chat with you guys. And I hope you all have a wonderful, wonderful week. Bye, guys. Thank you so much for listening to the Mouse Club podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please be sure to subscribe on whatever platform that you're listening to this on. And if you're listening on Apple, please leave us a little rating and review if you would be so kind. If you would like to follow us on social media, please check us out, themouseclubpodcast.com, or send us an email at themouseclubpodcast@gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook and Instagram at The Mouse Club Podcast. And if you'd like to follow our host, Marissa Potts, that's me, you can follow me at Little Miss Mariss. That's LittleMrissMariss, Little Miss Mariss. And you can find me on Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.